This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It used to be that you needed most of the fingers on both hands to count the number of major airlines in this country. And then Delta merged with Northwest, United merged with Continental, ditto AirTran and Southwest. And then all of a sudden there were five. The plan had been for American and U.S. Airways to get together too in an $11 billion deal that would have been part of American's path out of bankruptcy protection. Until the Justice Department today said, nuh-uh, it's an antitrust case the government is bringing. The DOJ said the merger would, and here I quote, eliminate competition and put consumers at risk of higher prices and reduced service. Those are pretty strong words, especially since all those other mergers were somehow okay. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman starts us off.
It's time to make a change.
A promotional video introduced the merger back in February.
The new American is arriving.
Well, not so fast. Antitrust lawyers at the Department of Justice worry that fare increases and canceled routes could result from reduced competition. For instance, the combined American-U.S. Airways would control more than two-thirds of takeoff and landing slots at Reagan National Airport,
which is a slot-controlled airport that politicians use.
Daryl Jenkins of the American Aviation Institute says the DOJ may be sensitive to that kind of dominance of air traffic in the nation's capital. But aviation analyst Michel Merluzot says this isn't just about competition in Congress's backyard.
I think there are some other routes that are also of concern. Charlotte to Dallas, for example, and Phoenix to Dallas. You know, the major hubs that are currently served by either U.S. Airways or American Airlines.
He says the smaller cities that you get to from those airports could see service cuts and higher fares. But some of the same competition problems came up when United and Continental and Delta and Northwest merged.
So you just don't want to be the last one.
Antitrust lawyer Mark Ostrow has seen latecomer mergers blocked in the cell phone and disk drive markets.
The agencies count number of significant competitors, and when the number gets too small, that's when they step in.
He says too small is three or four, which is about where we are with airlines right now. So U.S. Airways and American may simply have to go it alone in an increasingly cutthroat industry. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.